welcome back to Soul. I'm Mirna, your host, and today I want to start by saying that this is our 100th episode. So I really need to take a moment to thank you for coming along with me on this journey. I'm so incredibly grateful to you. And my hope is that even if for a moment these episodes help you get through the day or a tough spot, or maybe help you show kindness towards others, or have, you know, you and your friends show kindness towards each other, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are the reason that I'm here, and I'm so, so grateful. Today's episode is also dedicated to a very timely topic, and that is failure. For the longest time, I was afraid to fail. When I started this podcast, my biggest concern was having just one listener or no listener at all. I was so afraid that it would fail, and I couldn't face the embarrassment of having low ratings or low stats or not having people care enough or be interested in this. The embarrassment of taking a leap is something that tends to stand in our way because it comes from the ego. And the most important thing to know about that is that this isn't actually keeping you from failing. It's keeping you from starting. There are two types of failures. These are what I call big leap failure and fear-based failure. Big leap failure is when you still do it despite your fear of failure. You do something, you get out there, and you fail, but you learn. Fear-based failure is never actually starting. It's never leaving that comfort zone or going across the barriers you've placed on yourself and just not starting. Now let's see this in action. I want you to take a moment and envision exactly what you want in life, but choose just one thing to focus on. That could be a dream job, a business or an idea, a partner, a new adventure, something like a healthier or a fitter body, for instance. Now, if embarrassment is what is keeping you from going to the gym to get that healthy and fit body, in fear that maybe you might not be able to lift weights like your friend, or you look funny running, or you're not comfortable, then you're just choosing your failure. You are choosing fear-based failure. And courage really comes from fearfully deciding to take the leap despite knowing that you may fail. The only way not to fail is to start. You could start something and still fail, but you will already be miles away from where you were to begin with. If failure is your biggest fear, then decide today to start and go through the embarrassment of maybe failing and not meeting your dream self. Once you start, there's a higher chance that you won't fail. But if you decide not to start, then you are completely committing yourself to failure. Ultimately, we need to take that ego, set it aside, and say, well, you know what? Even if I have just one listener, I didn't fail if I'm reaching just one person. I hope that you find the courage to decide to start, even if there could be a chance at failure. Take the leap and do it. And remember that it doesn't have to be all at once. It can be step by step, day by day. Choose your failure. I hope you choose well. Have a great day and see you next week on Soul.